But more, 18. No kingdom of peace. The text says Messiah will be cut off. The Ein Lo means, and will have nothing. Here the King James Version that I changed in this place is not really exact. The Ein Lo is just, he will have nothing. No kingdom of peace. So you can tell every Orthodox Jew who would say to you, Jesus cannot be the Messiah, otherwise we would have already for 2,000 years peace on earth. You can say, no. If we had already peace since 2,000 years, Jesus would not be the Messiah. Because the Bible says, he will be cut off and will have nothing, no peace. No kingdom of peace. 19. Destruction of Jerusalem. Daniel's prophecy goes on saying, and, which means, after the death of Messiah, the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city. So Jerusalem will be destroyed. After the year 32, when Messiah will be cut off. Yes. Daniel does not say exactly at in what year, but it will be as a consequence of the cutting off of Messiah. And really, in the year 70 AD, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in a most terrible war of 140 days. And then the city was really a leap of stones. They dismantled even the city walls. But there's more. 20. Destruction of the temple. The prophecy says, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And it's most interesting that the general, the Roman general at that time in Jerusalem, Titus, he said to his soldiers, spare the temple. Such a wonderful building we have to keep for us. We will just destroy the Jews and the city. But during the war, things went differently. And the soldier threw fire into the temple, and this most magnificent building had been eventually destroyed. And these stones you see here, still in place today, are stones of the destruction of the second temple. When the Roman soldiers even stone after stone, they broke down and threw down on the streets. Here we are at the southwestern corner of the temple place. So we are speaking about the consequences of rejection of Messiah. And in Deuteronomy 28:49, Moses described the consequences of disobeying the book of Deuteronomy, which in chapter 18 announced the Messiah who will come as the prophet. And God says in chapter 18, the man who will not hear on his voice, God will demand it from him. And so we read in Deuteronomy 28:49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. And really, they came from Europe. Always when the Bible speaks about the end of the earth, this term means the end of the continents. So from Israel you can go easily to Europe. But in France, the continent ends. And in Spain, it ends. This was just the Roman Empire, the end of the Roman Empire from where they came from the end of the earth. But the text says, as the eagle, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies. This comparison with the eagle is interesting because when the Roman soldiers arrived at Jerusalem, you have a description of an eyewitness. Josephus Flavius, and he writes about these legions coming to Jerusalem bearing the Roman eagle. He mentions the eagle that you see here. The text says, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. The first tongue of the Roman Empire was Latin. But in Israel, people did not know Latin. Because in the Roman Empire in the East, Greek was prevalent. And by archaeology, many inscriptions have been found in the land of Israel in the time of the Lord Jesus in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, but nearly nothing in Latin. So this was a nation that came against Israel speaking a tongue that Israel does not understand. Deuteronomy 28, verse 50 speaks about this extreme brutality of this nation, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Let's read in the text of the eyewitness Josephus Flavius, The War of the Jews, Book 6, paragraph 5:1. While the Holy House was on fire, everything was plundered that came to hand, and 10,000 of those that were caught were slain. Nor was there a commiseration of any age or any reverence of gravity, but children and old men and profane persons and priests were all slain in the same manner, so that this war went round all sports of men and brought them to destruction, and as well those that made supplication for their lives as those that defended themselves by fighting. Awful. 25. Famine. Deuteronomy 28:51. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine, or flocks of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. I read from Josephus Flavius, Book 6, 9:3, For they were come up from all the country to the feast of unleavened bread, and were on a sudden shut up by an enemy, which at the very first occasioned so great a straitness among them, that there came a pestilential destruction upon them, and soon afterward such a famine as destroyed them more suddenly. And you see, the text speaks not only about this terrible famine, but also about a pestilential destruction. And this is the next point. Deuteronomy 28:60. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. So this is exactly what Josephus Flavius witnesses in his text. And it went even worse. Cannibalism. Deuteronomy 28:53, And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. And even this is testified by Josephus Flavius. But more, siege throughout the country. Deuteronomy 28:52. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. So not only in Jerusalem. In all thy gates. Until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trusted, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Here is the amazing rock of Masada in the south of the Dead Sea. The last Jewish rebels, after the destruction of Jerusalem, the capital, went to Masada And Masada was really a place, you could think, impossible to be conquered, even not by the Romans. And the Romans tried to conquer Masada during 3 years.